to another Blurry Hysteria. Hi, I'm David. That's Brent. What's up, Brent?
Dinging the bell. You know, just dinging the bell. Recovering from last week's snake episode, you know, and went outside, couldn't find any gold in the backyard. I'm ready to start anew this week.
Well, I got a real nice treat for you. This is the way we all want to die.
Crushed to death by titties? It's crushed to death by titties, isn't it?
This is the second best way to die.
Oh, having my thumb up the butt of the pulse of weird, or what'd you say last week?
That's it. You got your thumb up the butt of paranormal weirdity.
I bet we're going to talk about chocolate if I had to, you know, death by chocolate if I had to guess then.
Right.
You are absolutely unequivocally not mistaken.
Behind titties and butt stuff is chocolate. Who knew?
Exactly.
Conspiracy Bot, who sent us this one?
Mike Jenkins.
There it is. Well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for this. This is fun. So it comes to us from BBC, from the big black communications.
Big, beautiful, big, beautiful Cox is who sent us this.
BBC News reports Mars Wrigley factory fined after two workers fall into chocolate vat.
Hey, we're going to have to give you a fine. Knock that shit off.
That's the crux of this. So apparently, the Mars Wrigley factory in the city of Elizabethtown, I didn't check to see if this is Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I don't think there's a chocolate factory there, but I could be wrong. This is about two contract workers who were cleaning, and apparently they didn't get training on safety or something.
Don't you hate it when they don't teach you not how to fall into vats? That's just bush league shit right there.
So they didn't work full time for the factory. Like I said, I think they were contractors. Happened in June of last year. They fell in a vat of Dove chocolate. Man. And they had to cut someone from the outside had to cut a hole in the bottom of the tank to get them out. Ugh. So they say that it was, well, at least something said it was molten chocolate, but I mean,
liquid chocolate would be, I don't know how, you know, it doesn't have to be
pretty warm.
Right. It doesn't have to be boiling temperature, but it's warm enough. Yeah,
I don't know how unpleasant that would be. I'm sure it's not very pleasant to fall into chocolate, as amazing as that sounds.
Leave me in longer. It's delicious.
Take your time, boys. They said more than two dozen rescuers came to aid. And one of the workers was taken to a hospital by helicopter. So I'm guessing it was pretty hot. I'm guessing that's a bad time.
Yeah. They didn't really need the two dozen people. They were all just there getting fucking samples. Everyone take a scoop. We got to get to them.
Has that special ingredient, you know.
Oh, man.
Tastes like charred skin. Okay, this is too much. This is not...
I mean, it's a sad
situation.
I'm
sure someone got seriously hurt here. We probably shouldn't make too much fun of this.
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, there are worse ways to die. There are better ways to die. Death by chocolate. Most people just joke of that when they're eating their bonbons, but these guys are like, fuck it. Now they have superpowers. Who knew?
Well, either that, well, we know they're not getting the factory now.
Oompa loompa doopa dee dee. Hopefully neither of you took a pee. We would have to empty the vat up twice. I don't know.
I'm enjoying this ride. Yeah, I feel like I'm on the fucking boat going through the tunnel.
Contacted for a quote, all they said was these snozzberries tasted like snozzberries.
Jesus. UK listeners might know this. This is the same chocolate that's sold as Galaxy. galaxy. Over there. So watch out. I'm sure they threw all this chocolate away or pretended to, but
yeah. We're dumping it right now.
I like when asked for comment on it, the company said, this is real. This sounds like I'm setting it up, but this is real. The safety of our associates and contractors is a top priority. As always, we appreciate OSHA's collaborative approach to working with us to conduct the after-action review. Fucking corporate speak bullshit. Like
OSHA. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Apparently, they don't train their contractors to know not to get too close to the vats or something, but...
Yeah,
they're like, we like to thank these guys for giving us the opportunity to review our safety protocols. Yeah. Here's also, a nice bar of chocolate for you for your efforts.
And also, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration now had to add a new chapter because this was a first. So we got that going for us. Oh, man. Yeah, well. Yeah,
so there you go.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible. Sad. There's no way... Yeah, it, just because it's chocolate sounds funny, but yeah, no one, I mean, you just, ugh, can't even imagine.
It's probably extra scary because, you know, chocolate and water, mm-hmm. two different things, you know, mm-hmm. it's probably not as easy to drain from your nostrils or get out of your mouth or, you know, like.
Yeah, just in your every orifice.
I'm sure it's scary. I should do a quick search and make sure this guy didn't die, by the way.
No shit, right? click, click, clack, click, click. Here it comes. It's like, nope, not that death by chocolate. Nope, not that one.
The other was taken to a hospital as well, but one was flown.
Yeah, so that's kind of, yeah.
I don't. I don't see anything about any deaths or anything. They got a five-figure fine from OSHA.
Yeah,
one of the they got what they in the corporate world call a triple F.
Yeah.
But it was 14,500, this one source says.
But, you know, at least it sounds like, I believe if they would have died, it would probably be there pretty easy.
I would think so. Everything is about, this is funny. So, this one article in People Magazine says no injuries were reported after two employees fell in a chocolate tank.
He's just like, I fell in chocolate. Now all I have to do is take a helicopter ride and my bucket list is complete.
Yeah, like people just go to the hospital for fun. Like, what, are they going to that one coffee machine on the second floor or something? Like,
we're taking you to the hospital just to show you off to everybody. Try not to move. We're going to crack you when we get there.
I'm guessing, and it's mostly hopeful, but I'm guessing it turned out okay.
Right. Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. If not, if you guys know or find out, let us know, and we'll do an update. We'll retract our previous dumb jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we got. Thanks again for sending that one in.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's go to break real quick, and when we come back, I'm going to hit you with 24-Eyed Creatures. That's coming up after this break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, this one comes to us from the the Miami Herald. Mr. Doug Davis sends in another repeat offender on here. Thank you so much, Doug. weird@hysteria51.com. If you want to get yours in, weird@hysteria51.com.
Nice.
Cube-shaped creature with 24 eyes discovered hiding in a pond in Hong Kong, comma, study says. All right. Scientists let down a net and scooped up water from a brownish green pond. That's storytelling at its finest right there in Hong Kong. As they look closer at their cats, they found a cube-shaped 24-eyed creature looking back and discovered a new species. How about that?
What?
It's brackish.
There's
water.
More to this. Come on.
It was shrimp ponds in the Maipo Nature Reserve. And March 20th, Journal of Zoological Studies, where this comes from, they were originally, now this is the Miami Herald, like I said, they returned 3 summers in a row and kept finding more of these creatures showing up in these nature reserve ponds. They analyze them and they discover they're a new species of box jellyfish is what they are. Box jellyfish
with
are
eyes?
Named. Well, so they, right. Sorry. They're named for their cube shaped bodies. This group of jellyfish contains some of the most venomous marine mammals in the world. But yeah, they're square with tentacles. Marine animals, not mammals.
Okay.
I did say mammals, didn't I? Oh, I mean, shit. You know. And they lay eggs and they can fly and
they're venomous.
And they're really good at hacking. Every time you see one, it just looks at you and goes, I'm in. So this new species, whose name is Triptodalia maponicinus, I don't know. It has three see-through bodies with a slight whitish tinge.
Fuck.
I don't know why I said three. I just throw it in words everywhere. It has a see-through body with slight whitish tinge. It measures less than an inch long and has three tentacles. That's where I was. I was reading ahead. Each corner of its body.
A three-inch body?
It's only less than an inch. It has three tentacles extending from each corner of its body. So
less
like 12
than an
tentacles.
Inch.
And they have, so it has 24 eyes arranged in sets of six, one on each side of the creature and two larger eyes, upper and lower lens eyes, surrounded by four smaller ones. as the
these
pit
are dice.
And slit these eyes,
these are sentient dice.
Man, two of these eyes are used for seeing images, while the other four are used to detect light, according to the Hong Kong Baptist University, who I'm sure was there to denounce it if it was part of Satan. Begone! But yeah, so it's just they found something they'd never seen in these, and it turns out it's a new... Now, I'm not saying that it formed in there, but it's definitely breeding in there. This is when simming, the box jellyfish looks like it's pulsating as it thrusts its body forward. And there's videos you can watch showing what it looks like, and they're teeny tiny and little. And I don't know if these are venomous, but box jellyfish tend to be. So, yeah.
When you look up pictures of them, box isn't the first thing that comes to mind.
Right. I think it's just like square-ish. So they're looking for anything that they can, grab onto.
The image I pulled up looks like fucking Krang from Ninja Turtles with googly eyes. Are they really saying these are its actual eyes and someone hasn't just stuck googly eyes on this thing?
Not the real ones, they're like, the eyes are like black little blob slit looking things. Like, it's not googly eye, you know, so.
I mean, this thing literally looks like it took him off one of those chocolate bunnies at
Easter.
Okay,
I just looked at it, and oh my god, it does look like that. which is not the photo that was on the thing. That looks like someone put googly. Are you on the one from
Buffalo News?
Yeah, U.S. News. Yeah, no, I don't think it actually looks like that because those are googly eyes. He literally argued. I don't know, man. I pulled up another one. Oh no, yeah. It's on Wikipedia. It kind of.
Oh my god.
Nah, it doesn't look like googly eyes. Not at all.
Though.
No, it's not. Ah, damn.
The one that's next to it that is just kind of, I don't. It's longer tentacles, and it doesn't look like it has any eyes. I want a gelatinous cube. I want D&D gelatinous cube in here.
I want a gelatinous cube that rains down on my town.
Yeah.
And then people get sick, but not me.
Maybe this what is what grew out of one of those worms that rained on China.
China, yeah, man. You don't know. Were they flowers? Were they worms? Are they just, you know, who knows? Oh, Lord, man.
God, I wish I had the googly eyes.
What a weird planet. You know, hey, let's take some water out of that reserve. Well, there's something we've never fucking seen ever. You know, it's like when they like go to New York and they swab a handle in the subway and they find like botulism and the bubonic plague and four unknown viruses. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then kids are licking that when their parents aren't looking.
Just like in the episode of The Simpsons. I'm in over my head.
Which is interesting what that guy said when he went into the Dove tank. What a way to go. Anyway, kids, how can they get these? I did set it, but, you know, repetition is right. Repetition is good. How can they get
all their- you need to do is pick out one of these things, get the link for it, put it in an email to weird@hysteria51.com, weird at hysteria51.com.
Beautiful. Yeah, keep them coming. We thank you guys so much for doing this. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to keep pumping them out. So we'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
See ya, bitch.
Meeting adjourned.